Alright, so. Alright. I'm rolling on this.
Okay.
Then you just have to pretend that you can't hear yourself. You'll hear yourself because of the microphone, but.
Sure.
But you're getting cut out. You got to remember that, so.
Okay, that's true. That's probably the best thing. Okay, well, hey, Kevin, thanks for joining us. Hey, can you, first of all, tell us where we are and what's happening here today?
Well, this is it's Rosemont at the McCacken Show.
God damn it.
This is how it's going to be, man. I'm just...
That's true. Okay. So what's happening all around us here today?
Oh, well, here at the show, there's... It's the McCacken Muscle Car Show. So people bring cars in and Corvettes and stuff from all over, and they're on display.
Tell us about what you brought here today.
I brought a yellow 1962 Buick convertible.
Okay, what's it got in it? I mean, tell us about the engine, transmission, drivetrain.
Okay, yeah. So this originally was... A nailhead. It was a 401, and that blew up a long time ago, and the owner couldn't afford to rebuild it. So today it's got a small block Chevy and an overdrive.
Really? What kind of overdrive in it?
It's a 204R. It's not an electronic one, but you know, it'll be a good cruiser, good for going down the road.
What kind of rear end ratio is in that?
Whatever the stock one is. So I guess probably a 3.0 or a 2.78 or something, just a highway gear.
I see. What makes this car special to you?
You know, I always kind of wanted a big old rag top, so that's what this is. It's just a cruiser, you know, and I know it's not the greatest condition, but it's something that I could throw the kids in, and we could go for a ride, and I don't have to worry about their bicycles up against the side of it or anything. You know, someday I might repaint it, but I just have always liked these big old cars, so I decided to get one.
Did you do anything special with the interior?
Inside, I think we're going to reupholster some of the original stuff. A lot of these pieces are real hard to find, so I don't have all of them. But eventually, sure. You know, we're using eBay and Craigslist and stuff, and we'll probably find, you know, hopefully everything and put it back the way it was. One custom thing we did was a neat gauge panel, and this has the most badass heater block off on the planet.
I noticed that earlier. I meant to comment on that. Very good work, whoever did that.
Yes.
Are there any cool options on that car besides that cool block off plate?
It's a power top. It's a Buick, so it's got, you know, power windows and door locks and AC and, you know, steering and brakes. But it wasn't like a dual quad car or anything, you know, like a 425. It was just the basic 401.
Okay. Very cool. Tell us about that yellow. Is that original?
The yellow is definitely not original. This car was used in a magazine feature, and David Freiberger and Rob Canaan took it to a one-day paint shop in California and had it painted yellow because they thought it would hide all the dings and dents. And, you know, I guess it does. It looks straighter than it is.
Okay. Any plans on repainting it or getting all the bodywork done on it?
I guess eventually it'd be nice to repaint the car, you know, because the original color was white, so... Yeah, we'll see. Right now, like I said, I just don't want to get it all scratched up with the kids' bikes and stuff. I don't want to put a lot of money in a paint job just yet.
Very cool. How long have you had the car?
I've had it for about 20 years, you know.
Is that right?
Drove it twice, but it's getting there. It's going to be kick-ass.
It is. Well, hey, Kevin, thanks. I want to thank you a lot for coming out and sharing this with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a great show. I mean, you know, I come here every year, and I like to see all the cars and the people, and that, you know, that's really what it's all about.
Right on. Thanks again.
You're welcome. All right, perfect.
Perfect horse's ass.
No.